The battle over the state budget in Lansing continues. Republican leaders tied parts of their budget plan to Governor Gretchen Whitmer signing bills to reduce her emergency powers. She used line item vetoes on those sections of the budget, and now there could be a lawsuit. Joining me to talk about the standoff is Zach Gorchow. He's the executive editor and publisher at Gongwer News Service. Hi, Zach.
Hey, Doug.
The Senate voted yesterday to give Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey power to file a lawsuit against Governor Whitmer over circumventing the legislature's power over the budget. What does this mean for the next steps in this budget process and for COVID relief?
Well, I think the first question is, will Governor Whitmer disperse $841 million to schools that was in this COVID relief bill, but tied to the fate of a bill curbing her powers that she vetoed? So what does that mean? The legislature structured the COVID relief bill so that if the governor vetoed separate legislation that moved epidemic order powers away from the state of Michigan and to local health departments, that of $2 billion for schools, $841 million would not be appropriated. However, the Whitmer administration is looking at least one or two ways around that language to still disperse the full $2 billion to schools. One of those ways is to use language in the school aid statute that basically says all federal money is automatically appropriated. And then there's another more complicated scenario that I'm not going to get into the weeds on, but I have a strong suspicion they're going to find a way they believe is legally sound to disperse the money anyways. And if that happens, the Senate made it clear they're going to take her to court.
In the meantime, where does this leave the state's response to COVID-19 right now? What kinds of spending can move forward without all of the legal wrangling that you're talking about?
The legislature did pass, and the governor did sign a lot of money to help with COVID testing needs, ramping up vaccines. There's still over $1 billion going to schools. I mean, the legislature sent her $4.2 billion. She vetoed $650 million of that, and then there's another $840 million that's in question. So depending on what the governor does, somewhere between $2.5 to $3.5 billion is still going to go out the door.
This fight could be politically damaging to both Whitmer and the Republicans. As you note, the state already has federal money to help people. Much of it is tied up. Does President Biden's signing of the new federal COVID relief package with $1,400 checks for many Americans provide some political cover for legislators and the governor in Lansing while they sort things out?
I don't know if it provides political cover, and I don't know how much the public is really attuned to the machinations of what's happening in Lansing. There's not, the same kind of direct relief in the state legislation, but it's going to get, I think, a lot more attention because the bill President Biden signed sends $10 billion to the state, about 55, 56% of that will be for the state of Michigan, the rest for local governments alone for their budgets. I mean, this is an extraordinary windfall for the state to deal with its budget. And initially, it looked like Michigan was going to have a very dire budget situation. We're looking at shortfall projected, around May of last year, more than $3 billion. But the way the economy has sort of rebounded, the shortfall doesn't really exist. The budget is basically balanced. So this is an incredible windfall of money, and this could really lead again to a major standoff between the legislature and the governor on how to appropriate it. 2022 politics are already in full force. Republicans in the legislature are going to clearly determined to do anything they can that they think will damage the governor's reelection hopes.
Zach Gorchow is the executive editor and publisher at Gongwer News Service. Zach, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.